It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Woke up this morning like so many others, going, okay, high school baseball and softball going on. We got NBA free agency, but as the running joke on this program goes, I consistently recognize myself as one of 19 NBA fans in the state of Iowa, so that doesn't really hold much water for content. And then, not too long ago, earlier this afternoon, we get the bombshell report that USC and UCLA are planning to leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten in 2024. And the latest updates is that the official announcement is imminent. So just let that soak in a little bit here. And I thought that Rich Eisen and the guys did an outstanding job talking through all of this breaking news, mostly there in the last hour of the show. This is a little different than Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. They're at least somewhat adjacent geographically to the conference, right? Obviously, this is not the case with UCLA and USC. This would make the Big Ten the first power conference to be nationwide. And what that seems, for me anyways, I agree with Rich Eisen, what that seems to do is really be a genuine stage setter for complete college football, power college football realignment. And we'll talk plenty about this, obviously, today on the show. Thanks for being here, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter, at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan, you'll find it. And check out that website for the podcast of this show and all sorts of local and statewide sports content. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479 with any questions or comments you'd like to add to the show today. You could also email the show. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. Agenda, like usual, we'll lead it off here with area sports news and scores. A light stack today, but we'll get to it here in just a little bit. After we're done there, we will take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, and also a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back from that first break, and earlier today, caught up with Sean Keeler, and we, of course, by at the time that we spoke, this news had not broke about USC and UCLA, but like always, a fun, entertaining, and informing conversation with Sean Keeler coming up in the next segment of today's show, the Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Keeler. And after we're done hearing from Sean in the next segment, we'll, of course, take the timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast, college football fiend, he will join us to react to this incredible news that's come out today. And we'll also talk about, you know, the other big college football news in state today. Iowa landing the top offensive line prospect in the class of 2023, number 7 overall prospect in the country today. Details on that in just a moment. But we'll talk about that with Logan, and then we'll have a little bit of fun because today's getaway day for yours truly. Took tomorrow off, make it a 4-day weekend. And so, like I mentioned, we will we'll talk some July 4th. And I always love comparing notes with Logan, and when it comes to stuff like this, and we'll have a little fun with it. Talk about favorite foods and activities for July 4th. And if you want to weigh in, that'd be a great time to call or email. So keep that in mind as well. Logan Blackman set to join us in the third segment today. Of course, after we're done there, we take the final time out, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back and wrap up a Thursday edition of the show, wrap up the week. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Still, I mean, this USC-UCLA thing, just to kind of get back to that real quick and kind of put a bow on it until we talk about it again with Logan, but Rich Eisen was hitting the nail on the head where how can you ask a student athlete to make a cross-country flight, especially once you get, you know, especially once you get toward the end of the year, finals, or there's also midterms. Just the demand increases, right? And of course, name, image, and likeness is an accelerant for all of this. I don't take any pleasure in saying it, but then again, I don't know if I'm in a glass case of emotion here because it seems like a lot of sand through the proverbial hourglass today with regard to how quickly you're going to have a legitimate paid players division of college football. And you're like, well, Cole, they're already getting paid. No, I'm talking like you just do contract negotiations with recruits. And I think maybe you could go, that's awfully reactionary, Cole. USC, UCLA, that's two schools. They moved to the Big Ten, make it 16. All right. ACC's 14, SEC's 16, Big Ten's 16. Maybe the Pac-12 can get back to 10. Big 12, they're back at 12 now. And it stabilizes, right? But the TV rights deal, that's what you got to look at in all this. USC and UCLA, they're trying to pay players like anybody else. And if you want to gin up more money, then you can find a way to increase value for your media rights deal, your TV deal. And the Big Ten is working on its next deal right now, which reportedly could be worth $1 billion with a B. And you can bet your behind that if USC and UCLA join their conference, which it said 2024, that's when the Pac-12's current TV media rights deal expires, you can bet that not only will it be that deal will start with a B, billion. And who knows how many extra millions along with that billion if you get the Bruins and the Trojans in the Big Ten Conference, because you make it a coast-to-coast conference, and whomever gets that deal, whether it's Amazon, I sure hope not, Apple, hell, ESPN, CBS, I don't even know if they can compete anymore. I don't know if they have the money compared to an Amazon or an Apple. Who knows? But I mean, that monster, that the revenue sharing that will go to those schools will be otherworldly. And this is the Big Ten counterpunching the SEC saying, oh man, we can find more money. We can find a way to put more money in the war chest. And when we go out and we make NIL deals, hey, guess what, Jimbo Fisher? You liar who bought a bunch of recruits. We're all buying recruits, so don't act all high and mighty. Guess what? You had the bazooka. We had a handgun. We got our own bazooka now. And it's the new and improved version. So there you go. Level the playing field. And this it's not going to stop, right? It can't. It just doesn't seem like it could stop. So how quickly, I hesitate to speak with certainty, but I know it sounds that way, but how quickly is it, okay, here's the schools that are going to be in the basically NFL minor league college football division where when you recruit guys, it's just a contract negotiation. And then there will be a separate league that will still be like FBS football, if you will, but it'll be like NIL only. You know, if you can find money, if somebody wants to give you money, then that's cool. But there's got to be a way, too. Thought it was a great point by Rich Eisen in the last hour. There's got to be a way, too, for movement. You know, like relegation in soccer, where if you're good enough, you move into the big-time league that pays its players obscene money, what will certainly become obscene money for players that young and unproven as they may be. And then programs that prove over time that they're not up to snuff get relegated. They go down to a more traditional model, the model we see right now, which is simply, you know, NIL, but the money isn't, it's there, but it's not obscene. And hopefully just FCS football can stay intact in all of this. I'd like that as well. So we're going to talk about it more. It's crazy trying to wrap your head around it. I'm going to have some fun at the Pac-12's expense later, by the way, when Logan joins. So look forward to that. So let's just dive right in. There's no easy way to segue out of this crazy news breaking today. USC, UCLA ticketed for the Big Ten Conference. Wow. Okay. Last night in Metro Baseball, Dubuque Hempstead swept a doubleheader from Waterloo West, and Waterloo Columbus defeated South Hardin 3-1. In softball, Cedar Falls swept a doubleheader from Cedar Rapids Xavier 4-3 and 6-1. Waterloo West split a doubleheader with Iowa City Liberty. Lightning won the first game 12-2. Wahawks took the second 5-3. Waterloo East split a doubleheader with Iowa City High. Trojans lost the first game 9-1 and won the second game 11-10. And South Hardin edged Waterloo Columbus 4-3. Today, Metro Softball, Cedar Falls hosting a doubleheader with Dubuque Wallert. Waterloo West has a doubleheader at home against Dubuque Hempstead, and Waterloo East has a home twin bill with Dubuque Senior. Caden Proctor, the nation's top-rated offensive tackle, announced his verbal commitment on social media earlier today to the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Southeast Polk standout was in Iowa City this past weekend for an official visit and decided to end his recruiting process despite interest from Alabama, Michigan State, Iowa State, Florida, Texas, you name it, they probably offered. Proctor is the 14th commit in Iowa's 2023 class and the number 7 overall player nationally in that class. And finally, Mankato rallied to beat the Waterloo Bucks 6-4 last night. Bucks had a 4-2 lead going into the bottom of the sixth. It was the third straight loss for Waterloo. They are now a league worst 7-22. They continue that series at Mankato tonight. First pitch at 6:35. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action Update and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. Sean Keeler stops by, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter. That's next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Some time to gel with the team. I think Deshaun makes an okay roster.
It's almost time. Terry Clark is coming to Waterloo. Over 5 million albums sold, 22 singles on the U.S. country charts. Girls like you. Terry Clark headlines the inaugural Corn Country Pass presented by Viridian Credit Union, July 9th at the National Cattle Congress grounds. With an indoor option, this event happens rain or shine. Joined by openers Adam Keith and Wildcard, this will be a fun day of entertainment packed with live music, food, games, and beer, culminating with the great music of Terry Clark. Get your tickets today. Advanced general admission tickets are $26 in advance or $35 at the gate. Veterans and active military, just $15 at the gate. For more information and tickets, visit corncountryfest.com. I just want to be mad for a while. Call off media Corn Country Fest, presented by Viridian Credit Union. Sponsored by The Scoop, Deary Berlin's Collision, Coyote Classics, Simpson Floor Covering, KWWL, Furson Kitchen and Bath Design, Dr. Power Sports, and Busch Light.
Sports Flash.
Right now, the stage belongs to the NBA, with just about 23 minutes away from the start of free agency, and a big bombshell came down a few hours ago with reports indicating Kevin Durant ready to move on from Brooklyn, with his agent and Nets GM Sean Marks working to find a deal to appease the star. Jalen Brunson is about to cash in. The Mavericks point guard had turned down an extension from the team at the trade deadline. And all signs seem to be pointing toward New York, which is about to give him a four-year, $110 million deal. Miles Bridges is a restricted free agent. However, he was arrested yesterday and facing a felony domestic violence charge. The Hornets said they are aware of the incident. How about the Big 16? As the conference may be expanding going west, with multiple reports saying USC and UCLA are planning to leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten, perhaps as soon as 2024. It is now a one-game difference in the American League Central. The Guardians get a game-winning home run from Andrés Giménez to beat the Twins today by a score of 5-3, and now trail Minnesota by just one. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Did the Spurs trade away DeJounte Murray for a tankathon? Great conspiracy theory from Jared Greenberg of NBA TV. Check out my Twitter feed, at DA on CBS.
Hi, I'm David Sturch, General Manager of the Metropolitan Transit Authority, inviting you to ride with us. You'll love the convenience, comfort, and safety of riding on our buses. We'll get you to and from your destination on time in a friendly, clean, safe environment. In fact, you'll love riding with us. It's so easy, you'll save money on gas. Buy your passes from your driver or at our office in Waterloo. We've been carrying you since 1972. You can visit our website at medtransit.org for more details.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Kyle Hendricks gets the start for the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field as they'll face the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati going with Graham Ashcraft. Cincinnati plus a run and a half, -192 on the run line, while the Cubs minus a run and a half, +158. On the money line, the Reds +106, Chicago -124, with an over-under of 9.5. Minnesota will be in action tonight as they take on the Cleveland Guardians. The Twins starting Chris Archer, Shane Bieber going for Cleveland. Minnesota plus a run and a half, -162. Cleveland minus a run and a half, +134. Over under at Progressive Field at 8.5. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony Dazzeri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 83. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Low 80s Saturday, upper 80s by Sunday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 86.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And as we like to do from time to time, we welcome in our friend Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Keeler. That's S-E-A-N, Sean. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. Happy parade day to you, Cole. We're getting ready most of the city is ready to party it up, and they're expecting 300,000 people downtown in an area that doesn't fit 300,000 people. So it should be fun.
Well, happy parade day right back at you, and it sure seems like the city, the state, was able to get behind its hockey team that had, to what I understand, a historic postseason. And that's the thing. I know we're late to the chase here, but on talking about it on the show, I don't think that surprises any of the listeners. But we are giving the Avalanche their due right now. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't they set a record for either the most wins and or the best winning percentage in NHL postseason history?
Yeah, they're tied, or they're the quickest 16 wins since, and we may have talked about this last week some, the 1987-88 Oilers, Gretzky, Messier, Yari Curry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who were just basically all-stars, who basically all got traded to the Kings and the Rangers so that L.A. and New York would have good hockey in the 90s. And, you know, because you were very young, that's how I remember the hockey revival that did not last long, was because they basically broke up the Edmonton Oilers and sent everybody good to the two biggest markets. And that helped. So, you know, good strategy. So 16-4, best winning percentage since 88 of a run. Their 10 come-from-behind wins,
wow,
which is a bit of a misleading stat because, you know, you're down 1-0 after 36 seconds, which they were in, I believe, game 4, the overtime game they won. They were down after 36 seconds. That counts. They had 10 come-from-behind wins, which is the most since the Pittsburgh Penguins of 2009. And there are some scoring records, too, that as I drive downtown off the top of my head, I will not bore you with. But, yeah, really dominant, really, really, really good.
And they beat a lowercase d dynasty in the Tampa Bay Lightning. So they got that feather in their cap, too.
They did. We joked that they had to give a case to lowercase d because they didn't get three in a row. I think ESPN personally wanted them to get three in a row. I think that was the narrative the Mouse Network went into, this, so to speak. And so Denverites enjoyed seeing that get blown up to smithereens as much as anything else, too. But no, small d. And now there's questions as to whether this Avalanche team can start putting a small d up that would become a capital D. But that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Great young talent on that team. So perhaps they take the mantle from the Lightning. But that's, like you mentioned, for another day. After the parade today, would it be safe to say that Russell Wilson and the Broncos go right back to Block A of every radio show and back on the front page of every sports section in town?
They're already creeping there. Yeah, short answer is yes. The long answer is, he was there already into the B-plus block, for lack of a better word, and literally for just going to London and party. That's the thing that's fascinating about the Russell Wilson experience.
Wow.
Is anytime he shows up and posts an Instagram picture, if not the lead story. If it weren't for the Avalanche, Russell Wilson going to an Ed Sheeran cheering concert with the Broncos coach and their respective wives and posting a picture from it would be the lead story in Denver news for this cycle, if not for a little thing called the Stanley Cup. So, yes. Literally, Broncos season begins in about 8 hours.
I like to joke about this, obviously, but hearing that particular response, I'm very upset I even brought it up. I mean,
you know what the answer is going to be.
I know, but you're a freaking Ed Sheeran concert? You guys.
Literally, because they're playing in Wembley in October against
Okay.
Jazz, which, you know, sorry, your guaranteed win of the year will come in London, knock on wood, against the London Jaguars.
Don't tell Carson Wentz that, okay?
I know. I don't tell a lot of people that, but it's harder without Urban Meyer to kick around. Boy, I miss.
Oh man, don't.
Urban Meyer. Let me tell you what. Digression, Big Ten guy, as we both are. Urban Meyer, man. Let me tell you what. Easiest win prediction in a Big Ten title game in a big Big Ten game. Easiest loss prediction as an NFL coach. I miss that. I miss that certainty.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you look smarter.
My sports betting app misses Urban Meyer. Let's put it that way.
My God. Yeah, no kidding.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Colin Company. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Keeler. NBA free agency opens this evening, Sean. And to make it local for now, the Nuggets traded our guy, my guy, Monte Morris, to NBA Siberia to the Washington Wizards with Will Barton for KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's a good player. And Ish Smith, who's kind of just bounced around forever. I mean, this can't be a basketball move. This has got to be a finances move, doesn't it?
It's partially a cat move because I'm trying to. When it went down, I'm like, oh, I don't know Ish Smith very much, but okay, let's. And I knew Monte and Will obviously very well, recency bias, and like them both personally and professionally. So my eyebrows were raised. By the way, it still didn't push things off the A and B block because, you know, Russell Wilson didn't pick up. But, it seems financial more than anything else, and they've got to get a little creative. Tim Connolly, the new Timberwolves GM, there's local for you-ish, who left here to take that job. It's a little bit of cap hell, for lack of a better word, when you've got three max guys. Deservedly, and you're about to make Nikola Jokic, also deservedly the highest paid player in the league, you have to do some things to kind of brace for that. And I think this was one, and I think there will be more. I think they're going to get younger around him. Monte, bless him, great on every front. The good news for him is he gets to start in Siberia, allegedly, and hopefully that's the plan. And I kind of thought when his contract came up, that was always going to be his plan and that they weren't going to be able to afford him here. So not the ideal landing spot to have that starting job, but if you're an Iowa State fan and you're a Monte Morris fan, then why wouldn't you be? At least if there's a silver lining, you got a chance to see a guy with the minutes to hopefully start putting up some all-star numbers and maybe then eventually go somewhere else where he can get a ring other than Washington.
So I guess he's got that going for him, which is nice. Yes,
I'm trying to look at the positive if you're a Monte fan. His fantasy numbers are going to shoot through the roof, and his wins are going to go right to the toilet. But you can't have it all.
All right.
Always in the NBA.
As we make the rounds, Chris Bryant, the former Cub.
Rumor
has it that the back's good now, and he can bend over and tie his shoes and play baseball. So, I mean, everybody's back in love with Chris, right?
No truth to the rumor, although it would have been hilarious if it were true, that they handed him the Stanley Cup last night. The Rockies brought it to the Rockies game. Gabe Landeskog threw out a very wild first pitch. The Avs captain, he's Swedish. They don't play baseball much there. I'm not even sure they play cricket, to be honest with you. But they brought the cup and they handed it to Bryant, and then he immediately went back on the DL. But that did not happen. But it would have been funny if they'd done that.
Well, that thing's like 34 pounds, man.
It's heavy. I have a coworker who could tell you how heavy it is.
There'd be no shame if Chris had a back reaggravation by holding that cup.
Well, at this point for the Rockies, there's not anything salvageable anyway, and this season / that contract is not salvageable. So, at this point, you know. Talk to me about the Rockies when they can win 5-7. They get to 500 and 10 games under. I think that's a long way off. But good for Chris to come back. We will see how long he plays and what impact in that period he will have. We'll take the over-under on how many games before we're back on the injured list discussion again.
At the very least, Scott Boras should send a very nice Christmas card to the Monfronts.
Well... Yeah, but it was probably COD. So, you know, it's been something. Boy, we really are heading into where the Rockies get to rule the town for about 10 days here after the next Monday. And people are going to look up at if you haven't been following the Rockies, they're going to go, oh, okay. And then it's Russell Wilson time.
It's always Russ time.
It really is.
Let's ride, Broncos fans. Let's ride.
Oh, God.
I hope there's some people out there that know that what I was getting at there, because holy cow, that video was cringe. Denver Post Sports calling to Sean Keeler for a few more minutes here. Hey, I don't know if we've really talked about this too much, the live golf phenomenon. I did appreciate Pat Perez. I know that there's a lot of people that don't like Pat Perez, but he actually had some refreshing honesty at his introductory press conference, which included Brooks Koepka and that big fat cheater, Patrick Reed. But Pat Perez was like, hey, man, I'm 48. I've been on the road for 30 years. I just got a lot of money, and this sets me up for the rest of life. I was like, this is all, I mean, it's not everything that folks like, I guess, myself have been asking for, but that's a large part of what we've been asking for, is just tell the freaking truth.
Yeah, I've not met a pro golfer, or very rare have I met a pro golfer, many, many tours, many, many events, many of them in Iowa, or the Quad Cities, or thereabouts,
mm-hmm.
who was not in it for the money. So, bless him for just flat out saying what the, in spite of your moral and ethical indifferences to this, if they handed you this check and said you only had to do X, Y, and Z, what would you do? I'm not sure I agree, but I do understand it, if that makes sense.
I
completely do.
I'd take it. Here's the thing, though. What's the end game? Like, how are they going to make any revenue if they're streaming the events on YouTube?
That's an even better question, and as someone who's not as big a Mickelson / Lynx fan who has no interest in watching, I wish them the best. And having worked, I'll say this. The only thing I can come close to a parallel at is, as you know, I worked for a free website before joining this newspaper.
Yeah.
We went under in about 2.2 years. So where you make money when there's not an entry point, a subscription point, I'm not positive. I've learned that much, but I guess if you've got that kind of dollars to play with, it's your money to burn, brother. Go for it.
Yeah, maybe it'll take them 4 years instead of two because it's the Saudis and they got money. But, hey, final thing real quick. What's more likely to happen, Deshaun Watson suspended for an entire year or Dan Snyder has to sell his team?
Deshaun Watson suspended for an entire year, but that's awfully close. I think the powers, the Lords want Snyder out.
Okay.
But when you're a billionaire versus a millionaire,
mm-hmm.
you can afford slightly better lawyers, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
I think both are decent bets for the rest of this calendar year, if not into next year. I'll give a slight edge to Watson not suiting up this year, but it's going to be closer for Dan Snyder. It's going to get awfully uncomfortable, and the lawyers who aren't working January 6th are probably all on his case right now. So
If
you are in D.C., the great thing to be, other than Monte Morris, playing time-wise, is a lawyer or attorney, because you're not going to be short of work.
Great stuff as always, Sean. Enjoy the parade and have a great 4th of July.
Thank you. Have a great holiday. Be safe. See
you too, man. Bye. That's Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, we're going to dig in on this massive story, bombshell, that dropped today, where USC and UCLA could be headed to the Big Ten and as soon as 2024. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about a 5-star commit for the Iowa Hawkeyes today. And we'll do it all with Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. That's next, right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim.
High, stoned, wasted, or drunk. No matter the term, impaired driving is illegal and deadly, no matter what you call it. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
More realignment for college athletics. Various reports say USC and UCLA are set to join the Big Ten Conference. The news comes a year after Texas and Oklahoma announced they were leaving the Big 12 to join the SEC. Iowa football gets another big-time recruit out of Southeast Polk High School. 5-star offensive lineman Caden Proctor is committed to the Hawks. Hawkeyes. He also listed Alabama as his other finalist. JT Poston got off to a sizzling start at the John Deere Classic in the Quad Cities. The 29-year-old fired a 9-under par 62 to take the early lead.
Anytime you can have those rounds where you really get it going low and mistake-free, bogey-free is a bonus, and you know that's why you work at it and why you practice the way that we did.
This is Radio Iowa.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gotta go. Where'd I put... Ah! Wallet. Check. And... Oh, phone. Check. Lunch. Check.
Checking for the things you need doesn't take long. But what about checking for your safety? At checktoprotect.org, it only takes seconds to check for open recalls on your car and find the closest dealer who can make the repair for free. Before you go, take a minute. Visit checktoprotect.org. Check to Protect is a program of the National Safety Council.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp code, lesson 86. This is how you say, gee willikers, it's a hot one. Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When your child is in crisis mode, your whole family springs into action. But what if that emergency is beyond your ability to solve all on your own? That's when you need someone trained in family crisis management, someone who cares, someone who won't judge. Hello, I am Natalie Clapp of Families First Counseling Services, and no matter the cause, our therapists and behavioral health specialists of Families First Counseling Services will join you and your family to help find the solutions. We can meet with you virtually through telehealth, or you can come to our office, whichever you prefer. We'll support you to get to the other side of this. Families First Counseling Services of Iowa is dedicated to the process of partnering with families today to help foster growth and success tomorrow. Visit us online at families-first.net, and remember, Families First cares.
Serving over 40 counties, their family care coordinators help entire families deal with the daily stress of life. Families First Counseling Services in Waterloo.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Oh, we're going to have some fun. At least I know I will. I was not long after this bombshell reporting started to happen where UCLA and USC seem all but a done deal headed to the Big Ten by 2024. I was ready to take my shots at the Pac-12, and we bring in Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Logan_Blackman. Logan, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right. It's been this week's surprisingly gone by fast. Usually when like a 3-day weekend's coming up or a holiday weekend's coming up, it feels like the weeks go longer because you're just trying to count down the days until, oh, we get this break. We finally get this break or a holiday or something. This one's gone by fast, and I've appreciated it. I've really appreciated it.
That's good. I like it. Good vibes. Okay, so where's your head at? Like, what was your reaction? I think this all takes some time to process, too. What the hell's going through your mind right now about this USC-UCLA thing?
The first thing I thought when I saw was just, wow, I didn't. It came out of nowhere. I just refreshed my Twitter feed, and then I saw a picture of USC and UCLA helmets and saying they're coming to the Big Ten, or like they're getting things finalized to come to the Big Ten. And it's just weird. It's just so strange. Out of all the teams, I never, like, I don't even remember this being a rumor.
Logan,
like, when all this the reconstruction was of these conferences, I don't remember it being a rumor. I could be wrong.
I talked about this at the top of the show, and here's all you need to know about it. This is from CBSSports.com, and it's right at the end of the story about this, all this, you know, smoke that's out there, and it reads like this: with the Pac-12's media rights deal expiring in 2024, and the Big Ten in the midst of negotiating a new media rights deal that could start as soon as next season and reportedly exceed $1 billion per year, the timing is natural for such discussions. The expiration of that Pac-12 deal should leave USC and UCLA with little financial burden should they ultimately choose to depart for the Big Ten. So they'll get out of the conference at a discount because of the timing of this. And then the Big Ten's over here going, man, we're trying to make sure this new media rights deal starts with a B, a billion. And how can we make sure that happens? Wait a minute. Hey, Kevin Warren on line one, UCLA and USC want to have a conversation, and here we are.
Yeah, one of the biggest college football programs of all time at USC, and one of the biggest universities in regards to total sports in UCLA. Like, these two schools are just massive. And I saw a few things on Twitter today. It was like, man, everybody's talking about, can USC and UCLA come to play in November or come to Ryan Field and play in a 11 o'clock kickoff game in the snow?
Yeah.
But no one talks about, can Michigan or Ohio State go to play in empty stadiums in California?
that's a good
I don't
one.
Know if you've seen, like, some of the games. Like, not even – like, COVID was one thing because nobody had fans. But even before or after that, when people were allowed back in the stadium, watching UCLA play – it's like, man, you're playing in one of the greatest college football stadiums of all time in the Rose Bowl. No one's there. It's an 80,000-seat stadium. I bet they have like 40,000 in there, maybe even less. And USC's not any better.
No.
No, both teams haven't been amazing recently, but UCLA's been slowly building back towards what they, like, relevancy. They were really bad when Chip Kelly got there. Now they're slowly getting to, like, 8-4 range, 7-5 range. And USC, everybody knows, I mean, it's well expected USC is really, really good this year. At least that's expected because Caleb Williams, they got Jordan Addison, Dye from Oregon, the running back from Oregon. But Lincoln Riley escaped the clutches of the SEC just to go play in the Big House, to go play at Ohio State, go play at Beaver Stadium. These 100,000-seat stadiums in the Big Ten in the cold. Yeah, this ain't no Pac-12. This ain't no Pac-12. Even Kinnick, it's going to be insane.
And I think this is a smart move, a calculated move by the Big Ten, not only for media rights, but in being able to keep up with the SEC money in NIL, Logan, because if they can get this media rights deal to the value level that we're talking about here, you know, billion-some dollars, that revenue sharing from that media rights deal will be so great, so much greater than it already is, that, you know, they'll all be able to be their own Jimbo Fishers. Like, every Big Ten school will basically be able to be its own Jimbo Fisher. And, you know, Jimbo is lying. Like, everybody's paying their players. He just didn't like getting called out for it.
Yeah.
He bought his entire recruiting class. But the thing is it's like everybody else in the Big Ten's going, well, what do we got to do to be Texas A&M? Because that's what we're competing against. And this is certainly a move that helps that as well.
This is going to be insane in regards to the revenue sharing between this conference now. Like, schools that had no chance of competing, like Rutgers or Illinois or Northwestern, are going to compete with the big guys because they can just, hey, like, Northwestern's a great school, by all things considered, like, very prestigious university.
Yeah.
But they're now they can offer some money in there, too. You get to play in Chicago, using the air quotes there, but you get all this stuff and try to compete with these big schools. It's going to be fun.
And this takes you to the next place. Where does this leave the Pac-12? Where does this leave the Colorados, the Cals, you know, the Washington States, Oregon? You know, they're kind of independently wealthy because of Phil Knight. They'll land somewhere or another, whether they're in the Pac-12 or not. They're you'd think they'd be okay. And this got me to thinking about having some fun at the Pac-12's expense. And I thought of some ways that we could appropriately rename the Pac-12, at least in the interim. I have four here. Would you like to hear my suggestions for what we should rename the Pac-12 now?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely.
Okay, how about this? The Sacked 12.
Yeah.
Or the, try this one on for size, the Lack of 12.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the Pack It Up and Move 12?
I like that. I think I like that one the most.
Hold on, though. I think this is a crescendo here. I hope it is. And I say this with all due respect. We're just having fun here today because I know me and Logan got mad respect for this conference that is also being brought into this one. What if we call it the Mac 12?
Oh, yes. Yes, the Mac 12. That really can just combine with the Mac.
Oh, there we go.
Make the Big Ten has got colleges from L.A. to New Brunswick, New Jersey. The Big 12's got games from Provo to Orlando. Why not just have games from Eugene, Oregon to Buffalo, New York? Like, it's just the cross-country conferences that we got going on here.
Oh, man.
I think it's perfect. I like the Mac 12. I like the Mac 12.
I think they could get a million or two for that media rights deal.
And just keep it like the Big 10 where it's like they were 11 teams, they had 14 teams, and now the Big 12's got 10 teams. And it's like all these different conferences. The number's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Their number's irrelevant. The Mac 12, you're combining the best part of the Mac, the name, and the fact that there was at one point 12 teams in the Pac 12. Combine them together, you got the Mac 12. It's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got a few minutes left here. I almost feel bad for that, but I think I don't feel bad about the Pac-12. I feel bad about what I just did to the MAC conference, but
that's fair. Yeah, the MAC didn't really need to. They didn't deserve that.
No, they didn't. They didn't deserve that at all. Okay, July 4th weekend coming up. It's getaway day for yours truly. Last show of the week. Got tomorrow off. Best July 4th foods and activities. I'll lead it off. Okay, we'll just kind of snake draft this, if you will. I think number one, like King of the Mountain, is just being on a boat. Like, whether you're going out on the boat to watch fireworks, fish, just chill, like just that's at the top of the mountain, right?
Yeah, I've never actually been on a boat for the 4th of July. I've been in water on the 4th of July. We usually go over to my friend Andrew's parents' place and hang out there, and they got a pool in their backyard, and it's usually a fun time. That's usually where I go. But this year, I'm going to the great state of Montana, and we're going to visit one of my friends up there.
Whoa.
And I don't know what we're going to do up there. I don't know what the plan is for the 4th of July, because we're going up there on Sunday.
We got to get you on a boat.
I don't know what the plan is, but hope so.
Man, boats are where it's at, dude.
I like boats. I like going on boats, but never for the 4th, though.
Okay, all right. Well, where are you at here on the hierarchy of foods and activities for July 4th?
I mean, this is pretty... For foods, this is pretty, like, bog standard, but I love hot dogs on the 4th of July.
Dogs and burgers.
I love dogs on the 4th of July. I know you can go wrong with a hot dog, because there's people that are like, I can't get over the fact of what goes into a hot dog. I've watched the how they make hot dogs in elementary school. I can't do this anymore. It's like, okay, grow up. No, there's no food out there that's processed like that. That's going to be good. I don't want to know how anything's made.
Yeah, exactly. If it tastes good off the grill, man, and it's a staple.
Exactly, exactly. And you got to have a bomb pop. I love bomb pops.
Okay.
Nice red, white, and blue. Got to have a nice beverage in there
sure.
as well, whatever it is.
It's got to be cold.
Another activity is the fireworks. I'm glad those are, like, a few years ago those became you could light them off legally now, so that was fun.
Yeah, you would like that.
We got all these different... stores and pop-up places in Des Moines now, and
yeah,
the number one activity is Roman Candle Wars. I do not
kids at home
not recommend
no.
this
no
kids
do not listen do not listen to Logan
do not listen to Logan I
parents he's trying to get your children killed
no
when it comes
to, I am a responsible show host
when I don't know
that.
when it comes to the sides game though, it's chips and dip.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Because you can't put a charcuterie tray out when it's 100 degrees.
everything gets all smelly.
Yeah, exactly. Chips and dip stands up to the weather. So
it does.
Yeah, that's another one of those things. It's like, you know what? Call me basic, but like this is Americana right here. Burgers exactly. And dogs, chips and dip. And then I guess if you're maybe a little inside outside, like you got to like a good house party at a lake house.
Mm-hmm.
That's another great activity for July 4th.
Yeah, my parents do that, but I'm not cool enough to go with them, so I just go over to a friend's house.
Well, I mean, don't get it twisted. I don't have a boat or a lake house, but it's all cool. I've done it before with more, you know, wealthy people than I know.
My parents do the it's all about who you know type thing. They'll go use one of their friends' houses.
Exactly. All right, Logan, I got to run. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Day two of the disciplinary hearing that will determine if Deshaun Watson will face a league suspension is in the books. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports the plan is to be back at it again Thursday in front of Judge Sue Robinson, with a decision on Watson's fate expected by training camp. Commanders rookie Sam Howell says this is the first time he has not gone into a season as a starting quarterback since seventh grade. But the rookie says even with Carson Wentz entrenched as the starter in Washington, he plans to prepare as if he is starting, adding, quote, when my name is called, I'll be ready. And finally, the Eagles made a splash with the addition of wide receiver A.J. Brown. And running back Miles Sanders has high praise for his new teammate, telling CBS Sports, quote, we all feel like we're on an all-star team. We feel unstoppable. He also praised head coach Nick Sirianni for, quote, keeping the vibes right. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Summer is here, and so are the savings at Tommy's Car Wash in Waterloo. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first month free. Tommy's Express Car Wash offers you an experience like no other. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. NBA free agency officially begins tonight at 6 Eastern. This year's class features some talented players. Jalen Brunson, DeAndre Ayton, Zach LaVine all have the potential to help out a team in a big way. And the way this offseason has played out, many of these top players could be on the move. The Knicks long rumored to have a heavy interest in Brunson, and after all the drama in Brooklyn, the Nets are now one of the favorites to land Ayton. But you don't need to land one of the top free agents to improve your roster. Free agents Bobby Portis and Kevon Looney both played integral parts in securing their team a title over the last 2 years. So if your team misses out on some of this year's top free agents, I wouldn't be too worried about it, because although this class won't blow you away with star power, there's still quite a few players who can help out a championship-caliber team get over the hump and maybe win that championship. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person. You know, a human being who's actually understanding your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's live customer service. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Summer is here. It's only June and we have record high temperatures. Ever wish your shorts or pants had air conditioning? You could cut or poke holes in your clothes, but that would take days. Lucky for you, LinkSol has you covered. LinkSol has taken its most technical fabric, designed to be moisture wicking and quick drying, and added precision holes cut from lasers to maximize airflow for added comfort. Get LinkSol's Boardwalker AC collection, keeping you cool wherever you go, at LinkSol.com.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear weekday afternoons from 5 till 6, right here on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time this week. I want to remind you about Corn Country Fest. It is coming to National Cattle Congress on Saturday, July 9th. It features 8 hours of live country music from Adam Keith, Wildcard, and country recording artist Terry Clark, member of the Grand Ole Opry. And if she features hits like Better Things to Do, Girls Lie 2, and Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. There will be a mechanical bull on site. There will be axe throwing, I want to say. Plenty of food and beer, as you might imagine. It's presented by Viridian Credit Union and Koloff Media. And to get your tickets, go to corncountryfest.com today. Tickets are selling fast, so get there now. All right, everybody, have a fun and safe July 4th weekend. I will be back on Tuesday at 5. Cubs-Reds coming up at 6:30 tonight. Keep it locked right here. Have a good one, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.